also real. It is the Friday morning mailbag, and here are the entire accumulations of your communications via the week, via all the ways to get a hold of us. Texts, tweets, DMs, stories, reels, prison letters.
Oof.
It's been a long time since we've actually had
it. Somerville, let's go.
Yeah. As long as you're not like a prince formerly over there in the UK, we want to hear from you. You could always email us, Ken or Heather, at 921hankfm.com. Always love to check, do we have a Hank FM newsletter?
Dang it.
Yeah, we'll get somebody on that, perhaps. Nothing also, at least that I received this week from the corporate side of things, although a lot of correspondence from engineering to make this show sound better.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out they did their part, but we can't make this show sound any better. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
It's really on us at this point. I apologize. But I got some interesting spam. First of all, this came from Judith of the Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement as it strengthens state authority with the 10-day notice rule update.
Oh, dear. I'm worried about this.
I've been apprised, certainly. And then this, very real, I was sent this. Hello, Ken Buckner. We wanted to let you know that we are updating our privacy policy for OpenAI to give you more information about what data we collect, how we use it, and how you can control it. This did come from OpenAI, ChatGPT. The only thing is, I have never formed an account with OpenAI, ChatGPT.
Or have you?
Oh, yeah, somewhere there's a Chinese humanoid kung fu robot. Probably looks just like me.
I wouldn't worry. Yeah.
Tread safely, America. Tread safely.
Well, it seems like a long time ago, but last weekend, it was the Super Bowl. Remember that?
I did.
Yeah, and we do have a sports report coming off the text line.
Nice. It
says, I know Valentine's Day should be every day for us ladies. I thought you might want to share this.
Yeah.
All the ladies should know that next year, the Super Bowl is on Valentine's Day. Consider yourselves warned.
You're welcome, America. Harry and Joshua. He texted in. Good morning, my friends KB and Heather Lee. Are y'all going to grill 50 Cent anymore, or is he already well done?
No.
Mm. I do detect innuendo in there, and we have not, since we had him on the show after the stock show, of course, that would be the Hank FM steer that was purchased at the end of the stock show. Our new employee, I guess the onboarding process, maybe he's down there in IT.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I do understand the processing can take a moment.
No.
I'm sure he's doing
No, we had engineering to work on the processing in the studio earlier
different.
This
week.
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
We'll keep looking. Should be hard to miss. Don and Cleburne, I wonder what y'all's long-distance bill looks like for this week.
It's no joke.
We have been calling Italy quite frequently, haven't we? Scusi.
Scusi.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, bringing you the coverage that nobody else will.
Thank you, Big Pasta.
Oh, boy.
Coming off the death of Robert Duvall, someone chiming in on Facebook.
Man.
He has one of those voices, like Sam Elliott and Jimmy Stewart. As soon as you hear it, you know who it is. Lonesome Dove was one of my favorites. Tender Mercies was the second one. He was always saying how it's not how you're dying, but how you're living.
There you go.
Very, very sweet.
Yeah, last night at my dad's birthday party, we were back and forth in Robert Duvall lines from movies. Good stuff right there. Robin's racing. Doris on the Olympic coverage says, love the women's figure skating. Happy I actually got to see it. Very nice. Yeah. We after the birthday party last night, we got home. We stayed up till about 11:30, Elle and I.
Party?
Watching it.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That's how we go right there. You're welcome.
Scusi.
Bringing you the coverage. Nobody else will.
Well, at least you got a nice bag of Doritos to eat with that.
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere.
Kelly chiming in. I could probably get the president of the Heather Lee is for me fan club.
A lot of questions I also have received about this quote, Heather Lee is for me fan club. Possible dues, when they're due, locations, times, and other such things. One of those was from ICE. So I just wanted to say.
Yeah,
and I gave him all the information that I could have.
Careful.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
Apparently, the thermometer, a big issue on the Hank text lines.
Okay.
Someone wrote in that I'm almost 70 years old, and I keep it at 78 year-round. No issues.
Well, you're a braver, bolder human than I.
I don't know. Meanwhile.
Or humanoid.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Your mom also says, it's good to see that married life is looking good on Ken.
Your mom.
Kenneth.
There you go. By the way, she sat next to Elle last night. Not her son.
Everyone's invited.
I know, because she finally has a daughter. A baby girl.
Brett with one T said, love the characters on the show. I haven't heard from the... We were talking about this off air. I can't believe the stuff y'all remember, guys. Haven't heard from the Reverend Howie Luya in a long time.
Ooh.
There's a couple reasons probably for that, but I don't know. Maybe that would be a local call. Last we checked, he was in Ada, Oklahoma. We're not sure if that's still his... I think he was of the Second Baptist Church there.
Maybe, is he
maybe we'll get him on.
The Tic Tacs?
Heaven only knows, literally, on that one.
Here's some positive feedback off the Facebook messaging. The women DJs talk too much.
Oh, my.
You need to play music.
Jeez. All right. Easy, JB.
Hi, JB. How are you, JB?
I'm fine.
I mean, I have no problem sitting here and looking cute, to be perfectly frank.
Same, girl. Same. Anthony in Las Vegas says, well, actually, he let us know about Midland, Texas's first ever comedy festival, which is happening this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've ever been there, they could use a laugh.
Boom.
Retired Ricky sent a picture of a bass boat and says, guess we'll see if it floats. See, that's taking will it float and employing it into the wild in real world scenarios. And we applaud that.
A plus.
We applaud that.
Someone run into Mark Phillips' show saying, I am finally able to drive after my surgery 2 months ago.
Nice.
And you play something about driving.
Hmm.
I don't know if he did, but I mean, he can run. He can juggle.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen Mark Phillips in a car? Because I'm sure he'd be an excellent driver, but does he need one?
Russell in Weatherford sent us some stories and coverage on that. Actually, we talked about this week. That fight that happened in Florida with the seniors playing pickleball.
Oh, yeah.
And wrote in and said, how about this for a pickle brawl?
Boom, boom.
Love it right there. Also, Justin sent a WFOR and 4 News story about a Florida man who was arrested for attempting to baptize an alligator in a Waffle House using a pitcher of iced tea. Hey, man.
What could go wrong?
When in Rome.
I was thinking of a picture of iced tea, the wrapper.
You know,
that
probably
totally
would have worked a lot better, too. And then Kelly finally says, thank y'all for being so great. And goofy.
Aww.
Thank you. There is the Friday Morning Mailbag. We love it when you reach out, but don't touch it. Friday Morning Fake News coming up next.
In the middle of another can't miss morning, KB and Heather Lee.